Want to support Clock Tower Media and look great while doing it? Check out our official merchandise store packed with gear inspired by our podcasts and productions. From the Spooky Spectre Sisters apparel to merchandise celebrating your favorite Clock Tower Media shows, we've got something for every fan. Not only will you be showing your support, but every purchase helps us continue creating the content that you love. Visit clocktowermediashop.forthwall.com and grab your favorite merch today.
Welcome to the Downtown Lowdown, brought to you by the Downtown Tip City Partnership. I'm your host, Tasha Weaver, Executive Director of the Downtown Tip City Partnership. Each episode, I'll share what's happening downtown and introduce you to the people, stories, and energy behind it all. Be sure to subscribe where you listen to your podcast and turn those notifications on so you'll be in the know.
Well, you sound like a man, I sound like a woman, so it's a match made in heaven. All right, we're recording. This is episode 15. This is the pre-part where we talk about what we're going to talk about, and we're going to talk about New Year's.
Yeah, New Year's.
I like fireworks. They make my brain tingle.
They're shiny.
I like turtles.
I like turtles.
Apparently, I've never been on live television before.
And apparently.
Apparently. I've never been on the podcast before.
Never been on podcast before. All right, here we go. Hey everybody, how's
Hello.
It going?
Hi.
Wow,
it's going
it's
great.
Really, is
There's
that
a
air?
Deep voice.
That's the heater. That's the heater blowing. I've got to go turn that off. Keep talking.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm here. I got my gallon of Red Bull. I'm feeling.
Red Bull.
Yeah.
A Red Bull and a sippy cup.
Yeah. Red Bull and a sippy cup.
So, but why?
Pour it up.
Are you ashamed of the Red Bull? So you're trying to mask it in a clear cup?
No, I just
looks like a piss
that's
cup.
Red Bull.
I can.
That's Red Bull?
This is Red Bull. I put two Red Bulls in one.
But where did you find her?
But you can stop anytime. Put your hand out. I want to see your hand.
The Red Bull's a new thing for me. The Red Bull's a new thing.
That's FTA thing going on. Sorry.
Wow, you're intense into that.
I have timers on my phone.
I'm going to bleep that out because I don't want anyone to know about this.
Bleep all that out.
Okay.
100%.
Well,
who's for the
sitting next
to
me?
I'm gatekeeping it.
Who's this guy over here?
Oh, yeah, we've got a guest.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Is a man sitting here next to Abby.
Yeah!
Team Zion.
Greg just gave me a look like, who didn't you?
What the hell is going on? I don't understand. Is this a weird family?
Don't knock the mic over.
Weird family dynamic or something? I don't understand what's going on.
It's the homeschooling.
I don't know. He was just singing the neighborhood.
Burst into song?
Yeah.
What song is that?
That is Sweater Weather by the neighborhood.
Zion Weather. A gay admission, by the way. The fact that you know that song.
I've never heard of this band.
This man is queer.
And I am a heterosexual, so I guess that's proof. There. I only listen to Little Yachty. Oh, that's all I listen to.
My car's right over there. I'm going to go straight through the window, straight down.
Did he die? Did he die, Little Yachty?
Not yet.
Well, just wait for Abby to go to her concert.
Yes, his concert. Yeah. Their concert. His, them, their. Did you kill Coolio?
Yeah.
That's the rumor.
Allegedly. Please don't send me to jail.
Actually really got out. There's a Reddit thread about you killing Coolio now. Yeah.
Nobody can hear you. You're too far from the mic, Zoe.
Okay.
She's lost her entire mic technique. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to the Village Idiots podcast.
Ba-ba-boom.
I know the name of the podcast now.
I shrunk my chair.
And
so now
you're
I can
so
speak.
Short. And I'm Greg. Who's next to me? Who's this?
I'm Zoe. I'm your host.
Wow. Let's go, Abby.
When I get fired.
We're just gone. So have fun with running the whole show yourself. And we're going to leave now. Go ahead, Zoe the host.
Zoe the host. Okay.
Oh, jeez. That Red Bull's coming up.
You should put like a list of things that are illegal in the new place.
I'd like to talk
Zoe
about...
Zoe having Red Bull.
Yes. Hey,
yeah,
Zoe, are you the host?
I might be.
Well, then run the show. Go.
All right. So,
who's that?
Who's that?
So much pressure. I'm Abby. Hi.
So much pressure.
I'm Abby. Hi.
Hi. Yep. That's a whole. This is Abby High.
Abby High and Abby Low.
Yeah. Ooh. You got the high one. Nope.
Yep. We got the high one today. Nope.
She keeps reaching for the Red Bull. And we have a guest today. Who's this guy?
Hi. I'm Zion Franz.
Zion Franz.
Brother of Zoe Franz.
This is unairable.
Oh, no. It's awesome. Are you kidding me? It's great to see all the Franzes. There's a whole group of Franzes in the building.
What is a flock of Franzes called? Is it a murder?
A murder.
A murder of Franzes, yes. And there's a third Franz lurking in the distance over there. Hello. Just hello in the distance.
Hello. She lives in the walls.
Oh, it's too many of
them. Hey, no. We're not talking about movies where people live in the walls. That's too creepy.
We're coming to you live from the new studio.
Yeah, we are.
I'm excited.
It's shiny.
We got an all-new studio, and this we can control how hot it is. It's neat.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm there's more space.
Die. Yes.
Abby won't die, everybody.
And Zoe won't turn that old color red that you turned that one time when you got a weird text and then your face turned solid red and then you
like
sweat.
The Arby's sign.
Right, yeah.
We've got the meat.
Yep, that's me.
And then you
the guy with the meat.
Are we back to talking about the why again? You got so hot. That meeting, that time we were recording, that you like were red faced and then you fled.
Really?
It was hot in there and you were sweating.
Huh. Yep.
So in here we can control the weather a little bit better, but it's a little echoey. So what are you going to do?
Yeah. So last night was a big night. We're now in 2025.
Oh my goodness.
Are we? Okay.
We are. This is exciting.
Yes.
And you'll be listening to this in March 2025.
Right, yeah.
So.
It's going
to actually be 2026. No, I'm just
okay. Well,
I'm just
I think you're doing
2026,
your,
yeah, you're the doing year great. I finally change my ways. Mark your calendars.
I'm going to do it. I'm putting
so
it
wait,
binder.
You're saying this whole year is just lost? Like, we shouldn't wait.
Right, yeah, you got to skip it already.
Yeah.
But we shouldn't look for any change in this year.
Oh, not in me, personally, okay. No.
But we're planning
2026,
ahead.
2026, though. Watch out. It's the year I change my ways.
It's all going to get better.
Okay.
It gets better, Abby. It does.
I need a therapist.
Yeah.
I have an emotional support pickle you can borrow.
Yes.
It's right there. Thank you for my gift.
We'll pass around the pickle.
Oh, yep. That's often what we're inclined to do on this podcast.
What do you think we do when we're not recording?
Oh.
I don't know what you're doing when we're not recording, but I'm not doing that emotional pickle shuffle or whatever you're talking about.
What did I sign up for?
You know, Zion was here.
Hey, well, why don't we start off with some traditions. In the Franz household, what we do on New Year's traditionally
You sing to your sister?
Well, I sing to Zoe all the time.
Oh.
I sing to all of them.
Help!
But what we do is we watch one of three movies, and these three movies are in a holy trinity.
Oh, can I guess?
You can guess.
Okay. Midsummer.
No.
Yes.
Hereditary.
No.
Yes.
And Barbarian.
There you go.
Close.
He nailed
no cigar.
It.
Hot Rod.
Oh, yeah.
Napoleon Dynamite. Okay. And El Nacho Libre.
Oh, those are all good.
I feel like the same font, different movies, right?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Midsummer, Nacho Libre, same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
So last night was a Hot Rod night.
You watched Hot Rod last, so it's still the lingering effect is still on you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I forget it.
Cool
and
beans.
And I get the, cool beans.
Gotta,
I get to live through it again.
You forget the whole movie and then you watch it again.
Exactly.
Fresh.
Yeah.
Greg, didn't you throw a party last night?
I had a party at Chaffee's.
How was
Greg,
it?
I was going to go to your party, actually. I was thinking about it.
Oh, well, you should have come by.
I was really fun. Nervous.
I was 2 hours away.
We had pizza and a lot of alcohol.
Oh, that sounds like
and we counted
my
down the New
night.
Year's, and then everybody went home. It was awesome.
That sounds so fun.
I figured that everybody went home early because around like 8 p.m., all of the parking in town was like taken up, and then I came back home like.
Oh yeah, you were in the building where my party was.
Yeah, but
you couldn't
I was gone,
come downstairs.
And then I came back like 20 minutes after midnight, and like. All the parking was free again.
Yeah,
so
we
I was like,
gone.
This is, everyone was like, it clock hit midnight. All right, we're out of here.
We sang, we had the video on and then we sang and then we're like, okay, who wants pizza? And we were like giving pizza away.
Oh yeah.
If you'd have been there, you could have had a whole pizza. But no, it was fun. I had a bunch of my friends in and it was a blast. Abby?
I went to the Hawking of Hills.
Oh yes.
Yesterday.
Was there a party there for New Year's?
Well, there was a train ride later on, but first, Harry and I went to, you know, the blonde one, the blonde boyfriend. He gets me on, you know, certain days. Yeah.
It's usually Tuesdays and Saturdays. Yes, so he had you on Monday.
Zoe's who has,
on Monday.
So you loaned her to him from yesterday.
Yeah.
And that's nice.
Yes.
It's like I'm the one
that's letting him hang out with her.
I'm like a library book.
You're like a library book that everybody passes around.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm going to cry myself to sleep.
I'm going to revoke Harry's privileges, though, because he keeps going over his word limit. Every time I see him, he's going over the 200 word limit. It's done. It's over for him.
Is he a chatterbox?
No, not really.
Not really, no.
Did you give him some of your Red Bull and now he won't shut up?
Oh, well, that felt vaguely targeted.
Guys, shut up. There's a train. You hear it?
I hear the train.
I was on a train. See, it's a sign.
I can see it. It's right there.
This is Tip City, Ohio. We hear the train 5 times a day.
See it down the road there?
No one's excited.
That's the choo-choo train.
I was on a choo-choo last night. So, yeah, we went to the state park. We went to Old Man's Cave.
Yes.
Took a bunch of pictures. And then we went back to the hotel. We played like a Monopoly like card game because I love Monopoly. And then at like 10, we went to this train and we got wine and cheese. And we sat across from like the best couple I've ever met in my life.
Oh.
It was like perfect because we walked by. And they like said something super funny. I can't even remember what it was. I'm like, we're going to sit there with them. And we became like, I want to be them when I'm older, basically. And it was amazing. And then at midnight, they got us all off the train and they had fireworks right. Like they shot them off right above us. Mm-hmm. And then I went home and I ate my Christmas cookies and I went to bed.
Aw.
That sounds like more fun of a new year than just driving in your car. Aimlessly around Tip City, Ohio.
And going in circles.
Why is everything targeted?
Were you looking for parking?
Waiting. I was.
You're just waiting.
Waiting for the best parking.
Zion, did you do anything fun for New Year's other than watch? Well, I don't know. Would you consider watching Hot Rod fun?
I would consider watching Hot Rod fun. It's a very fun movie to watch.
It is fun. So you stayed for that and then you wandered aimlessly in the desert.
We did like a white elephant too.
Yeah, what? That was true. We did do that.
Yeah. What'd y'all get?
Oh, cool.
Incredibles ceiling. Yes. Nightlife.
He's a big Mrs. Incredible fan.
That shine.
he loves Mrs. Incredible.
Are you a big fan of Mrs. Incredible?
Who doesn't love a laugh?
Now I know what to get Zion for Christmas next year. A full size, fully articulated.
Oh.
Elastigirl.
Oh,
I've never seen such a joy on your face.
Look at him. He's smiling. He's so happy.
He can't stop himself.
You're awful.
This is the podcast.
No, I knew what I was signing up for. I know. Oh, Lordy.
So you got the...
But no scratchers.
It just shines
Yeah,
it
shines like the Incredibles logo or something.
Oh, that's cool.
That's awesome. So you can see it when you're sleeping. Yes. You can look up and see it.
I have so many lights in my room. It's a problem.
I need more lights in here. It's creepy at night.
I got you. I know all the places for all
Look on the secret site.
I got that from... someplace. So, thank you.
There's two of
You're
them.
You're like,
I want to chew
me edit
on it.
This whole episode. I bought that, two of them, the two pack was 13, I think. And then I ordered one from Amazon to see, and those were $199.
I have one like in the gaming room.
I won a couple things that I'd really wanted and then realized that it was at the Cincinnati location. So I ended up driving like over an hour just to go get there and get my stuff.
Hey, if you ever want to I'll join you road trip.
Yeah. So you and your blonde boyfriend. What's that?
It went away. Dang it. What's that?
When you win something, let me know. I want to go to the warehouse with you.
Yes. Because I'm going to get like lost.
I'd like to join you guys
room.
In the warehouse.
The Cincinnati one's too far. I don't go there.
It was a nice location.
There's a chair for you.
Oh, I like that actually. But it doesn't go with my theme.
You know what I did? I accidentally bid on something that's going to be over $100.
No. What'd you get?
What do you mean?
So it's
are you winning?
Fiddly fig?
Tonight.
Hey, we should coordinate this because I don't want to bid against you
no,
and then
it's
we're
not
like
that.
Running
it's
the prices
that.
Up.
I know, yeah, and then so, I'm like, Greg, look at the
look
thing
at the
I got
thing
for
I
the
got.
Office.
I'm like, come on,
you're
I
like,
wanted
I
that.
So
you were
hungry.
Like, I'm trying to get for 50 cents.
I had it for 50 cents and you bid it up to $47. You owe me $46.
Yeah, I
what are you getting? Is it a fiddly fig? Don't even.
So it's a signed jersey from Miles Garrett, which is a Browns player.
Where are you bidding on that?
What? It's not the other. It's not that site.
It's not that site.
It's
okay.
Like a. I don't.
Then you can
do,
go crazy.
Yeah.
Then I don't care.
They're really expensive, and their shipping's like $30 because they ship it to an authenticator first.
Oh, okay.
And then ship it to you, but I didn't realize that like I had bid on that. I was looking at other things like. Signed helmets and stuff that were only like 50.
Do you want to tell me what site it is?
That's a great question.
Go on there and bid that particular item up.
It literally needs one person to bid $73. I'm good. I just need
So quick question.
So you don't want to buy it.
Oh. No.
quick question.
Yes. Quick answer. What's up?
When's the last time the Browns won the Super Bowl?
Oh God.
Or won anything at all?
Well,
they didn't even get a scratcher last night after Hot
that's
Rod.
That's not my team, to be fair. Yeah, it's called, Pristine Auction.
Ooh, la la la.
Hell. It's so.
Oh, Abby.
Help me, Lord. Please, Lord, help me.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, that'll do it.
That will do it.
I mean, it's cool.
Is there a possibility you'll be able to resell it if you do win it?
I mean, it's worth like $250.
Facebook Marketplace, baby.
Yeah, it's worth a ton of money.
I love Facebook Marketplace. I bought a gun hair dryer off Facebook Marketplace once.
I like your gun hair dryer.
I got it for a really good price, and it was a super old guy who opened the door, and then he's like, let me show you how it works.
Let me show you my gun!
No, he was like, let me show you how it works in my garage, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's the site. You have to look up Miles Garrett.
No, not Jordan Love.
No. One would think. 210, I think.
Wow, Greg doesn't know how to type, ladies and gentlemen.
I've had two Red Bulls today.
Oh, have you? That's too much.
Let me chug it. That's the one. It's, well.
Two T's?
Yes.
Oh man, I can't wait to edit this and hear all the clicking clacking. Oh wow. Okay.
Is it MY? It might be MY.
He's actually deleted all of our episodes.
Oh, it's MY. Oh.
Okay.
His file is in trash.
He just deleted it.
All right, so Village Idiots is a wrap.
And this is our very final episode.
That's the whole show.
Cut down in our prime. Oh, it's this one here. I'll show you. Oh God. I called my mom because I found something else that was a lot cheaper. It's like I put it in a picture frame. It's like it comes with like a ticket of authentication and everything. Oh, yeah. And it was on eBay. Not eBay. It was on Etsy. Mm. And it was way cheaper. Oh, hey. You can watch TikTok on this?
You can.
Yes.
What world are we living in?
What world are we living in? It's the 20th century.
Zoe,
it's 2025.
Zoe, you're the host. Run the show.
Oh, okay. Go. I'm going to run the show while Greg attempts to recover the file he just deleted.
So do we want to talk about New Year's resolutions?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about New Year's resolutions. Why don't you start since you came up with it?
All right.
Yeah. I actually don't have any.
Got to write.
It's the $69 one.
All right. You would bid.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's something.
Yeah. That's nice.
Look at my freaking. Oh.
That's nice though. Who's Miles Garrett?
That's Harry's like favorite player on the
okay.
Browns.
Is he a football player?
Yeah.
Okay. And it looks like it's signed and framed. Signed, that's nice.
It's nice. And it's like definitely worth the price. Mm-hmm. I just didn't I went to go look at it and it's, you're winning. I'm like, I'm winning what?
Oh God. I've accidentally bid on stuff and you're like, please somebody outbid.
Thankfully, it only bids like $3 more than what it was. So it wasn't like anything insane. It was only like $64 maybe before. So I just need one more person.
I got screwed on one piece of artwork.
Yeah.
And I don't have it up. It's a Basquiat.
The painting. Right, saying words and I don't know what they mean.
And it's three paintings of it's like a triptych of his paintings. And I put the max bid in and I didn't realize that sometimes it'll go to that number.
Yeah. So that's what a max bid is.
I never do that anymore. Because somebody bid it up to that number and it was more on this thing we're talking about than if I could have bought it on Amazon for like $100 and I spent $150 on it. And it was
wow.
It was not worth it.
Yikes.
Anyways, going to resolutions.
Yes, resolutions.
All right.
Do you make them?
I don't. I just brought them up because it was the cliche thing to do.
I
can mix them up on the spot.
Zoe's got some.
Oh, yeah.
Don't drive alone at night on New Year's Eve.
I'd like to increase the amount of Red Bulls I drink every day.
Is that possible?
That's my first one.
I would, what are you shooting
like
for?
I think I'd like to consume actually just more caffeine in general. I feel like that's something that I could amp up a little bit. I'd like to drink more
in
general.
I feel like you're slacking.
Do you think you need more?
That's my first resolution.
Drink more.
Four. Drink more. My second resolution is everybody loves me.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to work on that.
Just kidding.
I don't know what to say to you about that. I could give you some advice, but I don't know how that's going to work.
My third.
So I'm getting it for a good price.
My third.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Oh, so you're winning it?
No.
There's a comparable one that's the same. And that, I got online yesterday, and that rug is for sale again. So they had multiple versions of that rug, which is weird.
I got my rug on.
That's my New Year's resolution. I want to buy me a rug.
You want a green rug?
Yes.
Because Zoe gave me a rug, and I need more. My New Year's resolution is to decorate the apartment better.
My New Year's resolution is to help Abby decorate her apartment better, because I love decorating.
Yes.
I love it.
I made up a resolution.
Yes.
All right, let's hear it.
All right.
May doesn't believe you about the decorating. She's just making faces over there.
All right, well.
You don't like to decorate, or you do?
I do.
Like
I really do.
My New Year's resolution, by the end of 2025, I want to be able to squat 2 plates.
I don't know what the words you're saying.
What the hell does that mean?
I'm a heterosexual, so I don't know what that means. Is this a sexy thing that I don't know about?
I think air went into my brain.
I want to squat 3 plates.
Yeah.
Of meatloaf. I don't know. What are you talking
meatloaf.
About?
Meatloaf.
What plates?
And I would do anything for love.
That's actually really good.
But I won't do that.
No, I won't do that either. No, that's the thing I won't do.
That's the best thing I ever heard.
I don't know what he's talking about.
That's meatloaf, the band.
What won't he do?
Amazing
though?
Band.
What is the thing? What he won't do?
What is the place?
Shout out to the 2 people who understood his reference, by the way.
Meatloaf?
Well, there's only 4 people sitting here, so that's half.
I mean, our listeners. We have listeners, you know.
What? Like 2?
Okay. Wow. Why did I invite you on here? Who are you? My New Year's resolution is to cut Zion out of my life.
Pretty hard to deal, unfortunately.
The door started shaking.
I just
That
hey,
thing.
So you know Hereditary that one scene?
I just got a text of an eyeball.
Will you stop?
Something in the walls.
Something in the way.
Oh, both of you. Okay, wow.
May, you're not on the podcast, so I can't talk to you. But if you were, I would say that's the ceiling vent for the roof ceiling fan. And when it's windy, that thing vibrates and shakes. It's the weather.
Yeah.
Will you turn the heat down so the fan will turn off? Because it's really loud.
Sorry.
Thank you.
You know that I had someone slowly drive by me and play the
perfect.
Something.
Thank you.
Was it Batman?
No, it was like people making fun of me because I'm emo, but I thought it was the funniest thing. I started like crying, laughing.
Wait, people make fun of you because you're emo?
Yeah. You know, Tip City's on a couple lists of stay
they're
out of
gonna
here.
Get her.
Yeah, it's okay.
Thank you for turning
I'm
that off.
I'm going to get trophy hunted.
I have the heater is on voice control. I can just tell it to go up and down. That's great. Resolutions. We were talking about resolutions.
Yeah
I said I want to decorate.
To
and
decorate.
And I want to be 2 pounds exactly. No, I'm just kidding.
2 pounds lighter?
No, 2 pounds.
Wow.
2 pounds.
It's
that's
just
it.
My eyeball.
Mm, yes.
That doesn't weigh 2 pounds.
Floating around.
No.
Well, then both eyeballs floating around.
Zoe, what was your resolution? Revolution? What was your resolution? To be loved by all. Okay.
To be loved
and Zion, what was your... Did you come up with a resolution?
Yeah. I said to squat 2 plates.
To squat 2 plates. Yes.
My
tell me more.
Revolution is going to be gathering an army and starting a revolution.
Are you marching on Mordor or something
and
like that?
We're going to take back the Boy. Elf kingdom.
Oh, good. Thanks. What's a plate?
A plate is 45 pounds.
Wow.
Okay.
So
that's a lot of meatloaf.
Well, squatting 2 plates, that would be really squatting 4 plates.
Squatting, and that's when you're like under it and you push straight up
and you're
is it like in a rack or something like that?
Yeah, you rack it and then you put
rack
it on your shoulders.
Oh, of course.
Abby, you rack it.
So
men
racked.
In their racks.
Am I right or am I right?
I am a fan of racks. So you put that...
Yeah, I like big racks, you could say. you could say.
I've been to the Y. I've seen a lot of big racks. So the
oh man,
it's on a like a thing, and you push and you like squat under it, and you squat, stand up.
Yeah, so you squat. You can do like a sumo squat or a hack squat.
Oh, hack squat.
So hack squat.
I used to do that in high school. You go down. I got in trouble for doing that. Hack squatting.
Okay, I don't want to know what your definition of hack squat is.
What's a sumo squat?
Is when you go really low in the squat and you're really stretching your hams.
Oh, your hamstrings?
Hamstrings.
Okay.
Yeah, your booty muscles.
I'm translating for
the folk. So you're going to get a bubble butt is what I'm hearing.
All right.
Like Nicki Minaj.
Ah, yeah, I see you know.
I know that. So can you squat one plate now? And you're going for two plates?
Well, you can't squat one plate, right? Because you need a plate on each side of the bar.
Oh, okay, so that makes sense.
So the minimum is two plates.
Two plates.
So right now I can squat the bar in 90 pounds.
Okay.
And then...
bar weigh?
The bar... I think the bar weighs like 45 pounds itself. So...
Yikes!
But we don't count the bar. We just count the plates.
Oh, we don't? So I would count the bar.
If I squatted two plates, right? So that'd be 90 pounds on each side. So it'd be 180 pounds.
Oh my goodness. That's a lot.
Well, that's why I can't do it. My butt weighs like 155 pounds.
Zoe, what do you squat, Zoe?
Quite skinny.
Oh, I can.
No, what do you squat? Just the bar?
Okay, yeah, the bar.
She doesn't go to the gym.
You're naturally lithe.
Lithe, that's what they call me, yeah.
Chugs on Red Bull. Is that your only, do you need an IV or something?
Nom. She's wiry.
Mm-hmm. Ah. Like a blade of grass.
Yes.
I will say, my calf muscles could absolutely run circles around science.
She is right. We were talking about last night. I saw her calves. I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah, that was weird. Real? I noticed he was kind of staring at my calves. And then
I couldn't comprehend it.
He legitimately couldn't believe it. And I was like, it's because I roller skate. I mean, it works out like every single leg.
I've been
leg
training
muscle.
Calves for months. Well, I have great calves.
No, you don't. Not as good as mine.
No, not because yours. But objectively, I have good calves.
That's another one of my great qualities, if there's any eligible
I've never spaced
this.
Out harder at the wall of my life.
I've got excellent calves, if I do say so myself.
Okay, would we call this building green?
Green? No, I'd call it blue. Right? Huh?
Now I'm even more confused.
Where am I?
Because he said the green brick building, and I've never been more confused.
No, it wasn't green. It was another color.
Okay.
I don't know what you call this color. It's like a cross between, it's a very charcoal-y green, almost blue.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Blue-green.
I just got scared I was going to get shot because I came in here and...
Oh, I did on the way in.
You did? Yeah. Oh.
That's why my arm...
It's Zoe's show, so it doesn't matter because there's noise in the background. She's the host, so if it's unprofessional, we're fine with that.
I'm sorry.
Were you saying something? Oh. Beautiful music.
Bad to the bone. Do you know any other songs by Meatloaf?
Oh.
Poser, how does it go?
Poser.
I can see paradise by the dashboard light.
There's no rapping in that song. What are you doing?
There is now.
Does he regale you with songs a lot?
Yeah,
is that why you were Gil?
You know, I've got this great audio clip of Zion singing "When I Was Your Man" by Bruno Mars.
Oh, and nice!
You're not gonna play it.
I will be inserting it here when I edit.
That was years ago.
At this point, right here.
Right here, we're gonna do a quick break, and we're gonna get some audio of Zion singing "When I Was Your Man" by Bruno Mars.
That's
and
a good song.
You'll all be able to hear how great of a singer.
Oh, is that gonna
really
be
is.
Like the ending of the episode? Like a
roll clip.
Roll clip.
That's a good song.
Dave. When I had the chance,
You're evil, Zoe.
Can I be really bad?
You're
for
evil.
Do you sing it well?
I got
well?
A name to uphold, okay?
Do you sing it well?
No.
Then it doesn't matter. Own it. All right, what other resolutions do we have before we wrap up the New Year's Eve episode that people will be enjoying in March?
That's right, yeah.
I'm going to do a real one.
Okay.
Getting, like, really behind doing all the media stuff for the podcast.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, that'd be great.
I would like to edit the episodes on time.
We would like you to also edit the episodes.
Please, God, no.
That's so weird. That's my resolution, too. Is that you are loved by all people.
Going back to the doink.
She's already like touching the Red Bull. That you're loved by all people.
Yeah.
And we have podcast
episodes. Amen. And the church said, amen.
Yes, thank you.
Any other revolutions?
I'd like to learn more Latin so I can summon more demons.
I like how you put it at Zion. I'd like to learn more Latin.
Zion, any resolutions for you besides the one about the meatloaf
Speaking of languages, I actually would like to get some Spanish under my belt. I live, you know, in Florida. There's a lot of Spanish down there.
¿Dónde está la biblioteca? That's all I know.
Because of Deadpool.
Where is the library?
Yeah.
I know bodega.
Bodega?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I like when you say it like that, though.
Bodega.
Bodega. Where in Florida are you from?
So, I'm not, I guess I am, I've been down there long enough.
No, he's from not East from, he's I know
you're
from
all,
Ohio.
You're all from East Dayton,
he's
I know
that.
He
wants to erase his Ohio roots, it's never going to happen.
Okay,
he's
where
got the inbred look in
where
that.
In Florida do you currently reside, and you're visiting Tip City, Ohio, the center of the earth?
So, I live on the Space Coast.
Yes, Cocoa Beach.
Cocoa Beach, yes sir.
But nice. Not really so holding space so there's, the coast. Does anyone get that reference?
I don't even need to be here for this. This is awesome. The two of you just go back and forth, like, and then I'm like sitting back,
I'm
relaxing.
Sorry,
no, it's great. This is great.
No, this is a passive aggressive Greg, by the way, if anyone was wondering what that looked
like.
The
no.
Emotional support pickle.
Yes.
I've never been passive aggressive in my life.
Me when I lie.
And you look really good today, by the way.
You're so evil.
Where on the Space Coast do you live?
Or, I was going to say, where on the spectrum?
I live in a...
Where on the spectrum are you, would you say?
I'm at 100.
I did not say that.
I'm a little bit...
Is there a numeric
scale?
Right
about where you are.
Where I am, right, yeah.
Where are you, Zoe, on the numeric scale of the spectrum?
The tism scale. I'm good
on
5 out
That's
of 10.
That's like Kim.
5 out of 10, but...
I don't know.
Is it 1 to 100 and 1 is like normal and 100 you're in a home? Like, how does it work?
I will say Zion did win the extra chromosome in our family. So
put
he's got
chromosome
that.
Chromosome in the bag.
He's got that going for him.
Where do you live on the spectrum? I mean, on the Space Coast. If you feel like sharing, I mean, you don't have to tell us the exact address and phone number.
A little podunk town called Port St. John.
Port St. John.
I've heard of that.
Is it nice?
It is a nice little town. It's really hillbilly. I love it.
Can you see the water, the ocean from here?
No, you can see the Indian River.
Oh,
so,
okay. I know that. Yeah.
So if you can envision the East Coast,
I'm sorry, the Native American River. Let's not be all insensitive.
Yeah, Zion, what the hell?
Come on. Why are you saying things that are offensive to people? You're going to get this podcast canceled.
So if you can envision the East Coast, right, you got the ocean and you got Merritt Island, and that's where Cocoa Beach is.
I'm envisioning that right now.
And then you got a channel between, you have a couple channels between Merritt Island and the main, like, Florida Peninsula, and you have the Banana and Indian River. Banana River and the Indian River. That's right.
Native American River, please. Tone it down here.
So,
and banana might be offensive, too.
It actually is. I just looked it up.
What's it called? Yellow fruit?
Yellow fruit.
The Yellow Fruit River. Okay.
Yellow fruit.
Plantain.
Right. So, Plantain River.
I love plantains. Those are good.
Do you really? Oh, my gosh.
Those are damn tasty plantains.
All right.
So, I'm
sandwiched
between...
do a hillbilly accent for the rest of the podcast.
Do you know how to do that?
I don't...
Okay, start your hillbilly accent. Go ahead, brother.
So you're from Florida? Is that what you're saying? You're from Florida? You're living in Florida now. You're not from Florida, but you're living there
now. I live in Florida
now.
Okay. I spent my first 20 years here in the Dayton area.
Okay, that sounds good.
And it was fun. No. So it was funny because people were telling me, well, you're going to move to Florida, and it's going to be way too hot, and you're going to start missing Ohio. Ha! No. No.
Yeah.
I moved down to Florida in the middle of August. It was hot as balls, and I loved it.
I hate it when it's hot as balls.
You know, and them balls getting hot.
They're all sweaty and hot.
You see, I don't
annoying.
Well, Zion finds balls hot in general.
Okay. That was good.
I like Bruno Mars, too.
Roll clip.
Gave you all my hours when I had the chance. Take you to every part. Thank you to every.
Screw you.
So I don't got any meat on my bones. It's pretty heavy, you know, obvious. So I deal with heat really well.
Okay.
But the cold, I turn to an icicle.
Oh,
my fingers stop working.
So
in the cold.
That's why you're living in Florida now.
So
because yeah. it's warmer well, down there.
It's warmer
down there.
I go to school down there.
I like Florida. It's nice.
Oh, yeah, I should tell you about the school.
Yes.
I don't like it in the summer, though. Man, it's too hot for me. You get sweaty.
One could say it's hot as balls.
It is hot as balls.
As a wise man once said.
So, I commute about 45 minutes to school because I live with my grandpa down there. Okay. Most of the extended Franzes are actually in Florida.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. In case anyone was wondering.
So.
Take them out.
I go to school in Orlando. I go to University of Central Florida.
Awesome.
And it's one of the largest schools in the world.
That's so cool.
And it is full of Latinas.
I want those picture frames. Greg, can you bid on those picture frames?
I won those.
Did you really?
Listen, Latinas.
I bid on those. I hate you.
Did you really?
Yes.
Nice.
Okay, anyway. Well, all right, fine. Whatever.
I was going to get the feedback chair for you.
Really?
Zoe, yeah. Zoe, Latinas.
Okay, I just wanted to interject because I heard Zion say Latinas. I want to go ahead and preface. I'm probably going to cut out most of this because he's got a very poorly disguised fetish for Latina women, starting with Aviva from Wildcard. I'm going to throw that out there. And it's incredibly insensitive and offensive to everybody. So, carry on. What were you going to say?
I'm not allowed to like Latinas?
You want to learn Spanish
part of the reason.
Latinas.
I know in Spanish, Abby.
Sí, señor.
That was the scariest thing I've
ever
heard in my life.
Y hace falta que te diga que me muero por tener algo contigo. Y es que no te has dado cuenta de lo mucho que me cuesta ser tu amiga.
Is that from Hot Rod?
That's from a song that I got obsessed with. So
which song?
Is it by Meatloaf?
She died.
Algo Contigo by Rita Pace. Mm. Look it up. It's good.
Sí, señorita.
Do you know how many times people have walked up to me and said, you're Latina, right? I'm like, no, I'm the other flavor of sassy. I'm an Italian.
Do they say that?
Really? Oh, yeah. Really? I've had people be like, oh, I'm scared of that little Latina woman. I'm like, all right.
Where? You're like, where?
Where?
Oh, hello. Oh, me?
No, I make the meatballs.
Stop at that talking. What are you doing? Spicy meatball.
I make the pizza.
Why don't you look at me when you said spicy meatball? You looked me straight in the eye and just went, spicy meatball.
I think you know why. You're like Bruno Mars, like I do.
Roll clip.
Gave you all my hours. Well, I had the chance.
Screw you.
Every time I say that, I'm going to insert him singing it.
I could sing Bruno Mars,
was
too.
Was that your New Year's resolution?
I can sing Bruno Mars, too.
I love it. It's the best. So, is it Latina or is it Latinx?
It is not Latinx. If you call anybody in the Latin, like Latino community, Latinx, they will get mad at you.
Abby, does that make you mad when people call you Latinx?
Listen. I'm an olive person. I don't know. I don't know, man.
Well, thank you for joining us from Florida. That's exciting.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
You came up from the. Did you fly on an airplane?
I did fly up. It's cheaper to fly in the drive.
Yes, I don't like that drive.
You took
one of those
baby.
Like lime like scooters that you pay 25 cents a minute for.
Oh,
and
wow!
And started this trek.
Okay, so they do have those all over our campus though.
Yep.
Those are cool.
I grew up
the
with
spin
them.
Scooters, and they are a menace.
They are
because
horrible.
People will leave them in the middle of the sidewalk.
And you'll trip over them.
Oh yeah,
fall.
They are. Yeah. People strewn everywhere.
Yes.
And you know people get on. Go between classes, dump them on the road, walk away. Mm. Yep. And so I got to walk around these ugly ass scooters everywhere I go. And it's like, you know,
it'd be like that.
Walk. Freaking walk. You need it anyways.
I'm going to cut most of this out.
I think, yeah.
Let's be real. I got a lot of this out.
I want to hear about Latinx women, though.
Mm. Yeah. Let's ask the expert. I hate you.
Abby, tell us about Latinx.
All right. Basically,
they're like Italian, but women. But
yeah, they always.
But they don't like olives. Is that what you're saying?
I don't have a PhD in this topic.
Zoe probably knows more about Latin women than I do.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Talking about racks.
What is even going on? All right. Well, I think after editing, this whole episode will be four minutes.
I'm not even joking. This is going to be like 5 minutes long.
Okay. Well, cut out the good parts and put them in a bonus episode because people will pay for that.
All right.
We're acting like little freaks.
All right. Well,
no one has proved that liking Latinas is freaky.
Thank you for joining us today on the Village Idiots podcast, where we talk about whatever the hell we want to talk about.
Thank you for joining us.
Randomly. And yeah, Zoe's in charge. Return. So if you don't like this episode,
take
it's
it up with me. Yeah.
Her fault.
If I have a complaint, we'll have an email where you
I'm sorry I brought Zion here. He was homeschooled.
Yes. Yeah, so welcome. Here's our email, zoe@hotrod.com.
Yep.
And file your complaint there.
There you go.
Awesome. Well, thank you everybody for joining us today.
Thank you.
Please come back.
It was a podcast.
Please listen to the next one.
Yes. Roll clip.
Gave you all my hours. Well, I had the chance.
When I Was Your Man by Bruno Mars. A cover by Zion France.
This is called a warm-up, you little rat.
Disco Mushroom.
You're welcome for that.
I love it.
Need a professional photography studio without the hassle of building your own set? Clock Tower Media has you covered. For only $75 an hour, you'll have access to our creative studio space complete with multiple themed sets, a makeup and wardrobe station, and most of the equipment you'll need for a successful shoot. It's perfect for photographers, influencers, small businesses, models, and content creators looking to elevate their work. Availability is limited, so reserve your time today. Visit Peerspace and search for Clock Tower Media to book your next shoot.